begin the Karen Daven, set this Eivin of Kuf, we begin the Amen Alf. Begin to the master, begins with the Gemara, begin the Karen Zav, so too, same thing applies to when it's in a corner. Shesh explains what's the unique chiddush in this machlekes of Shesh and Rabba by the cases of Karen Zavis and that of Naker. The Gemara said, if you have roots that are coming from above 3 Tvachim to within 3 Tvachim, so once it reaches within 3 Tvachim, we have a machlekes, Rabba says, you could use it, Rav Shesh is forbidden because it's Mimakam Aser, and Rabba, no, it's since Pachim Mishlesha, it's like considered as the ground. Now, on that, the Gemara wanted to say different applications of the same case, like the Rocky Mountain, which we said has the same machlekes. Suddenly said the Gemara, so too applies by Karen Zavis, so too, and just like it applies by the case of a Nigra, which Pirshbukon Jirashi explains. What's the case of Karen Zavis? Shagimel Tzedadib Nechnasan Techa Mekzai, that the three sides of the tree are in the corner. The Einir Mebuchat Zal Tzadrivi, you only see the fourth side that's visible. And that we're still going to have the Machlekes Rabba and Rav Sheshes regarding, okay, so do you view it as the part that's only above ground, or even the part that is even though only one side is revealed, but it's considered Mikayach Bakam Asa. Says Taisis, Vitzach Lemem Tabe, Taisis come to address, well, why do you need all these cases? So you need both these cases. Because here, Karen Zavis is Ladiach HaKayachad Rav Sheshes. The corner is saying the strength of Rav Sheshes' opinion, that even though it's coming on three sides, it's coming on all four sides, everyone agrees, so there's no Mikayach, it's buried. But here it's open on one side, you're saying still that's considered as if it's coming from that lower part, and then it's going to be Atzer. Now, but now, the Mishneh study, regarding that canal that's only coming on two sides, it's coming to say the strength of Rav's opinion that it's going to be permitted, even though it's open on two sides. However, Mihu made the Rabba, but Rabba does agree with Samach shortly, the Kaisel to a wall, Shayna Shabbal Aretz on Tzad Echad Asr. If it's only closed on one side, but it's open on three sides, even he would agree that there's going to be Asr. Now, Taisis ends off, he says, Vad Nakad Braisa B'Samach, but this that the Braisa shortly quoted says, Vetid Echad Shabbal Aretz, that if one side is equal to the ground, but it's open on three sides, so then it's going to be forbidden. Well, that sounds like Rabba. Says Taisis, like teacher Lav Sheshes, don't ask her Lav Sheshes. Where till the day love dafka nakatidechid, right? According to him, it's not specific one side. Do I have the Mishneh Tzadon? To me, would be two sides that he always considers it as, even if it's two sides, and for that matter, even three sides, that the halach is going to be that it's always going to be aser, because we say mimakam aser boila, and it's not precise. Although the wording does seem to indicate, like Rabba, where it's only if it's closed on one side, but it's open on three sides, then the halach is going to be that it's. According to everyone, it's Mimakam Asr by in law. The next text, the master begins with the Gemara, Matan Dal b'Matan Achas. If the carbon that has to be four gifts on the Mizbeach got mixed with one gift, Taisa explains actually which one are we talking about. So Taisa actually says, Pirish, that actually does not refer to Karma Chattas, as Rashi says. Rather, Pirish Ayla, it refers to Karma Ayla. What I mean, it's you don't put four times, but it's She Matan Shnaim Shein Dal. It's two that's four. You do it on the two opposite corners, which ends up being on four different sides. And that guy makes Bebuchar, Bepesach, with a Karman Bechar, or Pesach, which is only supposed to be one time. As Taisa says, I will in Lefash Matan Dal Henachas. Don't explain that the Karman that requires four gifts is a Karman Chattas, because the Nesarva Matan Chattas, Bepesach, Bebuchar, because if the Karman Pesach, Karman Chattas got mixed with a Pesach or Bechar, in Lem Takana, that you wouldn't be able to do anything about it, where even though we discuss in our Gemara, so is it one time or four times? No, Lefish is Elamal, Machata, Sikh is Elamata. It's not even the same place. Chattas is above the line, and those other Karmans are beneath. Now, but then so Vente begin to say, but what's the problem? Let the positive commandment of doing the Karma Chattas, even in a different place, override the negative prohibition of not adding on something which is more than what the mitzvah is supposed to be, which is doing in the wrong place. And that's the taste of Yashem. What you say is the lay dumiklal climb tzitzis. You can't compare it to the halacha of a seder chalese, let's say wearing climb with the tzitzis, where that's permitted, because that's what the mitzvah is, but the hacha de pshihuba, here the situation was only through negligence that the two bloods got mixed together, and it could have been fulfilled without overriding negative prohibition, and therefore even though now that it's mixed together, that would not be included in asidu chalese, and one would not be allowed to do it in the wrong place, therefore it must be not a chattas, but rather karban oil, which is at least in the same place as the bachar and the pesach. The next says, master begins with gemara, yinasun b'tanachas, so it should be put, said Rabbi Shua, in one gift. And this taste explains because the kamel, because that's the halacha that we know. All bloods of karbanis, no matter how many times it's supposed to be, if it was done with after the fact one time, keeper it atones. So in this situation, where because of baltaisiv, you can't do. So therefore, that's why he holds that initially one should do with one matana.